T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Fed cut interest rates yesterday by a quarter point. Stephen Cates, financial analyst with Bankrate, is on the WBEN live line with us. It's the second rate cut this year, Stephen. How soon will we see an impact from this?
Relatively quickly, but it is going to depend on the types of products that you look at. So savings products like high yield savings accounts or CDs are going to start to be impacted relatively quickly. Products like mortgages may or may not be impacted at all. Those don't typically follow the Federal Reserve directly and are moved more by rates like the 10-year Treasury, which we saw actually jump up yesterday despite the cut.
So really, when we're looking at these continued rate cuts, I think a lot of people looking for a new home were thinking, okay, maybe now the mortgage rate comes down, makes things a little bit more affordable. Not really seeing that impact in the real world.
Not necessarily. And if things don't move in a straight line when it comes to mortgage rates and the Federal Reserve, oftentimes we'll see the 10-year Treasury, which is the basis for mortgage rates most often, that'll jump around, and it jumps around for a variety of reasons. It's more moved by sentiment and overall economic conditions than it is by what the Federal Reserve does. And what you can notice if you watched yesterday closely is that moved as Jerome Powell spoke in the press conference. So as the market reacted to what he said, both the stock market and the bond market shifted around. And that jump in Treasury rates was a negative reaction to what he was saying about the likelihood of a December rate cut. The market really wants another one. They really love these rate cuts because it's good for the stock market. It's good for businesses, makes borrowing easier. And he kind of threw cold water on the likelihood, or at least that it's a foregone conclusion that we'll get another rate cut in December, and the market reacted negatively to that.
All right, what about the government shutdown, which is happening at this time, and lack of new data that's coming in? Will that impact what the Fed may do in December?
It may. It very well may. The length of this shutdown, is getting to the point where it's now almost the longest we've seen. We're on day, I think today may be day 30, we're getting to close to the longest, which is about 35 days. Is this goes on longer and deeper into November, and potentially, that's going to mean that we're going to get even less data, for October, less data for November. And the Federal Reserve has ways to get alternative options, but it isn't going to get everything. And Jerome Powell spoke to that, saying that they feel like they can get a good sense of what's happening through the sources available to them, but they're not going to get the granular data. They're not going to get everything. And obviously, that is going to put them at a disadvantage.
You mentioned the sources available to them. What exactly are they using to help them make these decisions?
So the Federal Reserve has its own surveys. He talked a few times in the press conference about what's called the Beige Book. There are many different ways that the Federal Reserve conducts its own research, and it has its own surveys. So that's data that they're getting from parties themselves. Then there are other sources like earnings reports from companies, as well as private data sources like ADP, which provides payroll data. So there are ways for the Federal Reserve to get data, But a lot of what they are used to and a lot of the models that they build are based on the very broad national government data sources, and those are simply not available.
Stephen, you had mentioned before that mortgage rates are not necessarily impacted by this. What about auto loans? Where are they, and could they see a drop in their rates as well?
Yeah, so those certainly can. Auto loans, home equity loans, and home equity lines of credit, you know, other borrowing rates like personal loan rates, those can and are impacted by the Federal Reserve. They may move a little bit more slowly. So, you know, if somebody who has a loan today, you know, credit cards, home equity lines of credit, those are variable, so those will move with the Federal Reserve, but it may take 1 to 2 billing cycles for somebody who has an existing loan. For somebody who wants to go get one, you may not see the changes to new rates affected for a month or two, and there are other factors involved. So dealerships that are offering financing, there's a lot of factors that involve what they offer. Your credit is a huge one. You know, the better your credit is, the better the rate you're going to be able to get. So certainly you have that in your control. And if you can improve that, that's going to be a boon to getting a good rate. But there, you know, dealerships and banks, their incentives to loan, you know, is going to be one of the factors with how they structure rates. The more they want to sell that car and get you on the financing, the more likely they're going to be to offer a better rate. So it isn't purely just what the Federal Reserve does, but also their incentive to want to lend.
You mentioned CDs and high-yield savings accounts likely to see an impact pretty quickly. On especially the CD, you can't really move that much, but on those high-yield savings accounts, for savers, what should maybe they be thinking on how to use their money instead to get a better return?
So I would encourage people not to panic. You know, this quarter point rate cut is not going to completely undercut, you know, the yield you've been getting on your high yield savings account. But look at this as the beginning of a trend. We are going to see even lower rates coming in the future. We don't know exactly if there's going to be another cut in December or January or whenever, but we know that the trend is going to be towards lower rates. And that means that for people who are depending on savings, such as retirees, for supporting some of their income, getting a good return is going to be really important. So think strategically about where you want to start to position your money in the future to get that. And that may mean moving from something like a high-yield savings account towards something where you can lock in more return, a CD or a CD ladder, looking at bond investments or other options that can simply provide you the kind of yield and the income that you need.
One area we have not talked about yet is credit cards. Some of the biggest interest rates are on credit cards, right? Like near 30%. What happens there?
So those will start to see a relatively quick adjustment to the rate and will be in lockstep with the Federal Reserve. So a lot of people can expect that if they're carrying a balance on a credit card, they're going to start to see a quarter point cut to that rate. And again, you know, usually it's about 1 to 2 billing cycles. But here, you know, that quarter point rate cut isn't going to make a huge difference. If you have a 20% interest rate on your credit card balance and you move to 19.75 or 19.5, that doesn't really change things. It's still a very, very high interest rate. And so don't look to this rate change as your get out of jail free card on your credit card debt. You're still going to have to pay it down very aggressively.
Well, Stephen, thanks so much for joining us, helping us understand what happened yesterday. Bankrate's Stephen Cates talking about the Fed's rate cut decision that happened yesterday afternoon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.